Welcome to episode 257 of Teotihuacan Bookmakers. Bookbinder of the week is Emily Martin, a part-time adjunct professor of bookbinding at the University of Iowa, and I follow her mostly on Facebook. So she is also on Facebook. The thing that is most important about her is the number of types of books she makes: sculptural books, pop-up books, all sorts of artist books, and she is also included in a lot of museums around the world. And of course, if you follow her on Facebook, you'll notice she is often smiling. So, very energetic, very happy Emily Martin, Bookbinder of the Week. Speaking of happy and energetic, the opposite of that is what I am today. Probably will be for a couple of weeks. The problem is a family member has had to enter the hospital. It is not coronavirus related. Here in Japan, it's not going to be the financial burden that it is in some countries, but it's still an emotional burden. But keeping busy is an important part of any situation that requires too much. So how have I been keeping busy? Well, I have screwed up quite a few things when it comes to bookbinding. I have made a nice odd-shaped, odd-sized schedule, but then I screwed it up and now it's too big. So I started over and I made it too small. So I'm working on it and I'm hoping I can finish it in the spare time that I have. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. I haven't given much thought about other things I want to do in bookbinding because of the hospital scene, but primarily what I want to do is get better at what I want to do, and that is bind books, make more artist books, and do things quicker. So I'm working on doing things quicker. Screwing up this schedule, which is an odd size, is not doing things quicker. Speaking of not doing things quicker, in fiction, I have done nothing. I have done nothing, okay? Sorry. But when I finish Growing Slurry, I think I'll have an offer. I have an offer to give people, and we'll see what happens when I finish it. Hopefully, I will finish it sometime soon. Sorry, this is a very short podcast. I've got other things to do, and I am not doing anything about bookbinding or writing. Making this podcast is helping me to get started doing what I need to do for bookbinding and writing. I'm already doing stuff that I need to do for family and the hospital. Okay, thanks for listening. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for putting up with me. Hope to see you again soon.